Hello and welcome back, entertainment fans, to the 1 Minute Movie Reviews Podcast. I'm your host, Mikey 1 Minute, and this week we're taking on Not Okay. But is it better than okay? Is it less than okay? No, I'll get to that here in a little bit. If you're not familiar with the 1 Minute Movie Review Podcast, it is different from movie review podcasts in that the review itself is only 1 minute long. Or really close to it. So we get you in and out of your movie reviews, give you a reason to watch it, not to watch it, and my overall rating and why. Watching the things that are worthwhile and skipping the ones that are not. But I like to start these off with terrible jokes. Since this one, Not Okay, is based off of something that happens in France, I'm going to do a French joke. I asked a French man if he played video games. He said, "Oui." That's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible. So this one is Not Okay. It's on Hulu. It just recently came out. It's got a runtime of 1 hour and 40 minutes. It's got a quick casting of Zoe Dutch and my buddy Dylan O'Brien. He plays a different role in this one. We'll talk about him in a minute. But the one I could not stop watching was Mia Isaac. She's the one that stole the show for me. She's worth watching this alone is just because of her. She's incredible. And the rating is naturally R. It earns that. Every bit of it. So let's just jump right into it. 60 seconds on the clock for Not Okay. What's it about? This is what happens when a person is desperate for attention and social media status and the length that they will go to get there. Not thinking about the repercussions. Why watch it? It really points out the current climate that we're living in today. That people will do anything for attention and social media clout. You'll end up loathing Danny, played very well by Zoe Dutch. Mia Isaac is amazing in this one. But the real reason to watch is something that we often forget, that there's human beings behind these tragedies, i.e. mass shootings, terrorism. And even more, what these survivors go through afterwards and how they're often manipulated in different ways. It actually had my head shaking quite a bit, but it had me thinking about them. Why to skip it? The cringe in this one is real. It's real bad too. And that, of course, is by design. I caught myself having a physical ew moment as I was watching this. There's a club scene in particular between Dylan O'Brien and Zoe's character that I didn't really care for at all. It didn't fit with the overall movie. I don't really know what they were trying to do with this one, but it just didn't work for me. And it was really strange seeing Dylan O'Brien as this douchebag role, but he did it really well. Normally you see Dylan as a hero or like a very steady character, and this one he plays, and he does it very well, kind of a jerk. No, you're not kind of. He's very much a jerk. Rating out of 10. By now, you know I'm a sucker for movies that take on tough issues. I'm going to go ahead and say this gets the sneaky good recommendation, and it's very under the radar at a 7.1 out of 10. What do you think about Not Okay? Send me your feedback at OMMR Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and email me at OMMRpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Share me with a friend. It's the only true way to grow the podcast. So if you got 1 minute to spare, you can spend it with me as we fake something terrible to become popular, only to have it blow up in our face. Wait, what?